David Hochberg's the vice president of lending for Team Hochberg, and he does host a show that does stuff almost like this called Home Sweet Home Chicago, Saturdays at 10. You get tired of this question? What's the 30-year fixed, no points now?
Well, it's coming down. Last time I was on, we were closer. We were banging on the eights. I think we were in the eights. Now we're in the low sevens. We had dipped into the high sixes, but the market hasn't been kind the past 7 days of the last 7 days of the year and the first couple of days of this year. The 30-year fixed has been ticking up, so it is what it is. It's like a yo-yo. If you try to time the market, you're crazy. There was a friend of mine who was thinking about refinancing last week, and he's like, "You think I should wait?" I'm like, "What are you saving?" He's like, $440 a month. I'm like, "What are they charging you? Nothing." I'm like, "What are you, out of your mind? You're going to leave 5 G's a year on the table?" The market, all indications, John, is that rates are going to continue to slide throughout the year. I'm like, take the $440 a month now with the no closing cost option, and when the rates dip, hopefully again at the end of the year, you just do it again. I mean, why leave any money on the table, especially in this environment right now? Doesn't make any sense.
You're saying go ahead and buy a house now. If the rates change enough to make it worth your while next year, refinance that mortgage.
100%. I've been saying that for the past 2 years.
Sure. And But the closing costs will eliminate the amount of money you're going to save if it goes down a percent.
No, it won't. No. Stick to radio and I'll stick to mortgages. So here's the deal. If we could get you down, it depends on the loan amount. The higher the loan amount, the easier it is to cover closing costs for a mortgage professional like myself. So the gentleman I was talking about, he had a 7-digit loan. It had 2 commas in it. And it was easier for him to save $440 a month because of his gigantic loan amount and the rate he went into when he bought his home 4 months ago. Okay, there are a lot of listeners out there who I contacted. I haven't looked at my spreadsheets, John, in over 2 years because there was no reason to, because the rates have been going up and just staying in the sevens, and there's no reason to even look at anything to try to refinance anybody into a lower rate because the rates just weren't there. The last week of the second last week of December, I took off the last week of December, but the second last week I called my entire database that had rates over 7, and I'm like, hey, it's been a long time, and I can't wait to do this, but when I get back from vacation this week, and this week meaning now, we've been pulling credit like crazy, getting our clients and our borrowers in a position to lower rates when they do come down, because all indications are rates are going to come down.
What's the spread? Like, if one lender is offering a rate, not everybody is the exact same, right? There are some more expensive and less expensive loans. What's the spread on that?
Yeah, it's a great question. You've got to be careful, because when I got in the industry 23 and a half years ago, everybody was all over the place because there was no centralized place to get information. Now with the internet and the e-commerce boom, if you're working with a reputable lender, you're going to be within an eighth of a point of everybody out there, and your closing costs are going to be within $100 to $200. Okay, so if you've got like an opportunity out there that somebody's quoting you today, let's say 6.125, I'd look at the loan estimate to see how much closing costs you're getting drilled with, because I could get you to 6 1/8 on a $300,000 loan. It's going to cost you $15,000 to get there, which means typically it won't, at 9.999 times out of 10, it doesn't make sense. So just be careful, because what the scumbag lenders do is that they quote you a rate, and you might hear it on the radio, of a 15-year fixed loan. And they throw it out there, and then when you call them, and they're like, oh, yeah, that's our rate for a 15-year fixed loan, and they do the bait and switch on you. That I call those lenders out all the time.
What's going wrong here? If they say here's the rate and it's a 15-year loan,
but they don't say that in their advertising. What they say is if you don't have a rate in the fives, then you should call us. And then you call them, and then they're like, oh yeah, that's our 15-year fixed loan. And 9.9 times out of 10, I don't like 15-year fixed loans, because I refinance borrowers and listeners out of 15-year fixed loans all the time, because they have $30,000-$40,000 worth of credit card debt because they hit a little patch.
Right, but in other words, those loans are too expensive on a monthly basis. It's just too expensive, even though the finance charge is a lower percent.
Correct. And you can always turn a 30 into a 15, John, by just making a couple extra payments a year and knock it down when you have the money. But you know, when you're sitting with $20,000 to $30,000 or $40,000 with credit card debt, and you're in a 15-year fixed loan, I'd much rather have our listeners divert that extra money that's going to pay down their principal at typically a lower rate than what their credit cards and what their personal loans, the SoFi, the Main Street, the Upstart, all these loans out there that you've never heard of before, but our listeners that have these loans that are typically 36 to 48 to 60 month term, but the rate is like 29%, and the payment's absolutely suffocatingly ridiculous.
Those loans are what? Are those, what's, what?
Those are consumer loans. So consumer short-term loans. Consumer loans, yeah. It's kind of like the Cialis commercials back in the day when everybody would sit under an oak tree and say, hey, you know, everything is great, Papa Cialis, with your picnic basket, and everything is great. Yeah, That's what the mortgage companies used to do as well. You know, they copied it from the Cialis commercials. Well, guess what? Yeah. It's great that you're paying off high interest rate credit card debt, but I've got some of our listeners have got, you're going to fall off your chair here. They have $90,000 worth of these short-term loans that's costing them close to $3,000 a month. Okay, a $90,000 mortgage in this market is going to run you about $630 a month. Okay, so they're paying the equivalent of a $400,000 mortgage payment to borrow $91,000.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So before our listeners do that and put themselves into a further financial hole,
yeah,
please just, the consultation's free. I'm not going to sell you anything. I just want to make sure that going into the new year, you're not blowing your left foot off because your right foot is bleeding.
I'm not exactly sure what this has to do with Cialis, but I want to know if there's anything else that you have advice-wise for our listeners. I have a couple more questions, too. David Hochberg's on the phone. He's the Vice President of Lending at Team Hochberg, and he's on Saturday mornings at 10 with a cast and crew of thousands. That show's called Home Sweet Home Chicago. David, any other advice you have, generally speaking? I mean, it does seem to me like, you know, the big picture is the economy's doing well. The Fed's probably not going to raise rates. I presume eventually they're going to lower rates, and eventually mortgage rates will go down. There's a lot of good news on the economic front as we turn the calendar here.
100%. And what we saw was that people are finally starting to stop spending money they don't have on things that they don't need, which is good. We saw some numbers that student loan payments, 40, you know, these aren't great numbers, 40% of student loan holders missed their first payment that was due on October 1st. That's a huge number. Now, some of those might have economic challenges, and some of those might just have forgotten, and some of those might be looking for another government buyout or bailout that I don't think is coming. So the best advice that I could give our listeners, and we've spoken with a lot of listeners in the past couple of weeks since the rates have come down, and the mortgage rates aren't going to wait for the Fed to cut rates. Everything acts in anticipation of what the Fed's going to do. So at the end of last year, the mortgage rates did drop, and in anticipation of 3 to 6 rate drops next year. But for some reason, at the beginning of this year, the rates have been ticking up. So we're seeing a confusing situation out there with rates, but we're getting a ton of calls from listeners who are realizing that, that 2% and 3% and 4% 30-year fixed loan that they've gotten themselves into in the past 2 years is maybe not the best thing for them when they've got $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 worth of credit card debt. So what our listeners have to do, and the best advice I could give our listeners, is you have to look at the overall monthly payment. You have to look at your mortgage payment, your principal and interest. You have to look at what you're paying on your debt. And you have to then look at a blended payment to see if it does make sense to leave what you have and get into something maybe a little higher in rate, but substantially lower on an overall monthly payment,
right,
to put your family in a better position.
Sure, but you're talking about cashing out on your mortgage, taking some money out, taking the money out, and then paying off. And is it as simple as whatever the highest rate is? Like, if you've got one of those consumer loans you were talking about at ridiculous high percentages, or credit card at 20%, student loan, just start at the top and take, boy, you hate to give up that. But you're not giving up that 3% mortgage. You're just, I guess what
it's
I'm thinking
payment,
of,
John.
I'm thinking of a HELOC, right? I'm thinking of a home equity loan.
Some of our listeners might qualify for a HELOC, and we always recommend that first. Some of our listeners with the lower credit scores, with the 640 or 650 credit score, typically will not qualify for a home equity line of credit and would have to go into like a conventional or an FHA loan. Again, it's got to do with the overall monthly payment. And again, BMO's part of our show. I've sent them millions of dollars of home equity line of credit clients. I don't make any compensation on that, right? I just send them over to BMO because they could do it a lot faster than we can, and they don't charge any closing costs for that. But in some cases, a HELOC doesn't make sense, and you have to do a traditional complete refinance and hit the complete reset button and start over.
Yeah,
right?
But if
and
I do that,
that's what we do.
But if I do that, then I'm gonna essentially sell my house with that 3% mortgage and buy it back with a 7% mortgage.
Well, that's one way to look at it, and that would be the inappropriate way to look at it. What you're doing is you're using the equity in your home that you've picked up over the past 36 months due to the low rates and due to the crazy market that we've experienced due to the shortage of inventory, and you're looking at taking advantage of some of the equity that you've picked up because the prices have gone up. The prices have risen to use that equity to pay off other debt. Okay. And it's got to do with the monthly payment, John. I don't care about the rates, about the monthly payment. If you haven't heard me say that 400 times in the past couple of months, it's not about the rate, it's about the monthly payment. So you could sit there with your sexy 2-4% loan and your $60,000-$70,000 or $30,000 to $60,000-$70,000 with the credit card debt. We talked to a guy a couple 2 weeks ago with $87,000 worth of combined debt. That was suffocating them, and we put them into had to completely combine all their debt with a new loan and saved them over $2,800 a month.
A month, yeah. But what was the rate on that loan?
It was in the sevens.
And what did he have? What did he have?
What did he have? What he saved $2,800 a month.
Yeah, but what was his mortgage?
The rate that we were coming out of.
Yeah,
it was something in the threes. It was something in the threes. He didn't qualify for a HELOC. But he's saving $2,800 a month.
Why don't they give that guy a HELOC? That's very frustrating.
Because his credit score was too low to get a HELOC. With BMO, you have to be 680. This guy was in the 650.
Okay, but then so your credit's not good enough for a home equity line of credit, but it's good enough that you can get a traditional mortgage,
30-year fixed loan. Yeah, because a line of credit is a private loan with the bank, right? It's their own money, and they could set their own rules. And a traditional loan, we had to take them FHA, Federal Housing Administration, federally insured loan, and we put them into that. We saved them $2,800. We're going to enhance their credit by paying off all of that debt over the next six, seven months, assuming they don't reload. And then when rates hopefully are lower at the end of the year, we'll put them into a better position to save his family more money.
Okay, David, we're out of time. I know you do a version of this on your show every Saturday, as well as helping people with roofing and all the other sorts of contractors and home businesses that you have. You're on Saturday at 10. If they do want to get that free consultation from you now, what do they do?
Yeah, it's simple. 855-56-DAVID, which is 855-563-2843. They go to 56david.com. And, John, the phrase of the year is it's not about the rate, it's about the monthly payment, if you haven't heard that before.
I've heard you say that before. David, we will listen Saturday morning at 10, sir.
Thanks, buddy.